This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM radio. I know you're looking for me to fumble. Jesus, Howard, you've been on 99 stations. What you can say today? My 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio. So happy to be with you today. Guys, you're tuned into The Foundation. For those of you who are just kind of catching up, you're listening in, you're trying to hear where Warren McCartney is. Jesus, what is boy? You remember me. Come on, man. Talk to me. This is Howard Grant. We're sitting here. We're having a great conversation. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Now, we only can do this week. Next week, we're done with this. We're diving deeper into conversations. This week, we're going to give you the base of it, the core of it, the idea. How can we propel ourselves to the position that we want to go? You know, there's a couple of things that happened over the past few days, and I have a great guest in the studio. I want to kind of introduce you to him and let you know exactly what's what. But over the past few days, this is a very reflective time for all of us as a people. You know, for those of you who are spiritually led, for those of you who are religious, for those of you who just have a desire to kind of move forward in prosperity. We know that the only way that we can actually kind of slingshot forward after that kind of pull back is during a time of reflection. So you hear people saying things like, you know, this is a time for fasting for them. This is a time of prayer. This is a time where they're doing some introspection, right? Some people kind of put on a position to say that I'm making resolutions. For years now, I've kind of moved away from this kind of resolve, right? We ain't got to resolve. We just got to apply. We just got to commit. We just got to move forward, because this idea of change that lives with us, we know that we have to move towards it if we seek to get to the position of growth that we envision, that we imagine, that we're supposed to. And so for me, over the past few days, my church they do annually something what we call a jumpstart. It's not a kind of jumpstarting and get you prepared for the year. Thus saith the Lord, this is what the Spirit says, so forth and so on. And a lot of persons and a lot of churches do this. Last night we had an opportunity to be able to listen to both Jamal Bryant and his father. Absolutely phenomenal. There's a lot of persons actually moving towards church right now. 12 noon today over at Mount Tabor, they're going to be preaching again. Jamal Bryant is going to be there also. So, I'm here, so I can't be there, but, you know, I can watch the recording. It's an amazing thing when we're reminded of where we are. But the truth is, I don't believe that that reminder should only come at these transitional positions. I don't believe that the reminder should come when we're stepping over the threshold into another space, that we remember our beginnings. We remember the foundation. I believe that it's important. I'll give you a little story. My mother called me out of the blue. Last week, Christmas Eve, she calls me out of the blue. And she was like, you still coming? I said, you know, baby doll, I'd like to come. Praise God. But some things ain't happened the way that I envisioned. You know, has that been 2022 for a great deal of people? You envision some things, you've got commitment to some things were supposed to happen, it just didn't happen. It just did not materialize for you, right? And so now we're at the last cusp before we step over into the new year. My mother calls me because, you know, I made commitments that I would come to Grand Bahama. She said, you won't come? I say, I won't come, but I ain't get the little thing, right? I said, if I come, I got to bring everybody. She said, but that ain't what I asked you. You won't come. I said, but if I come, I got to bring my wife and my children. She said, but that is not what I asked you. It reminded me of the lame man in the front of the great beautiful. Will you be made whole? The woman asked me. And I tell her everything else. She said, will come? I say, yes, I will come. She said, okay, good. Hang up. She send the thing. Praise God. We in Grand Bahama. And I could say that because that's my mother. You understand what I'm saying? We in Grand Bahama. We celebrated, had a beautiful time, and enjoyed ourselves. Right? Here comes a new day, new time, new season. And I figure we would do the same thing. We're back in Nassau. So I tell my brother, he lives here, and my sister-in-law, everybody, y'all come over by me. We cooking. We got ham, turkey, you got hog, we got fish, we got everything. Come. Big spread, everybody cook. And I said, it's important for us to recognize and celebrate the loved ones that we have now, in the time that we have now, as opposed to being able to wait for the inflections of a repast, of a Passover. Talk to me. I can't even get an amen. Jesus. I just get dead preachy, dead quick. Keep going with me. I right here. We right here? Amen? We right here. Now, it's very important for us to do that. The introspection that we look for to get to another space in our life has to come with clarity, with sobriety. You can't do it if you wet up. You have to do it with sobriety, with a very clear understanding that there is more for you. The base of my show that we're doing here, and I don't really want to call it my show. I've always been kind of very aware of the my, me, I, right? And it even popped up more with me with Barack Obama when he said, yes, we can. We ain't doing nothing, Barack, it's you. But anyway, we'll support you. Praise God, right? So I've always taken that, and I don't want you to believe that this is my show. This is our show. In the year of Jubilee, well, Howard, you're getting deep. What are you talking about? Jesus. We are in our year of Jubilee. We are in our time of celebration. And in the year of Jubilee, there is no bondsman. There's no one being held. This is not a time to fight. This is a time of celebration. This is a time of unity, of being able to come together. We are celebrating 50 years. This is our year of Jubilee. And I wanted to take it back to the foundation to remind us of when the Union Jack fell. Talk to me. I just get preachy quickly. Remind us of when the Union Jack fell in Fort Charlotte. I wasn't even there. I only heard the stories. And whilst I heard the stories, goosebumps would run over me because it spoke to a time what people envisioned, they prayed for, they asked for such a long time. It finally reached. And the Bahamian flag went up there. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to one of my very good friends. And I say very good friends. You know, I got a lot of preacher friends. I don't know, God give me the anointing. Hey, glory to God. Let me tell you why. Because the men and women of God, I try to be decent on this because I know a lot of people have different views, but don't fight me for my view. We could discuss your view and my view, and, you know, we could be cordial and be decent. Remember the foundation about decency and all. We ain't fighting nobody. My very good friend, I had an opportunity to be able to do a few things within his ministry. He asked me to MC at one point. I said, okay, well, this is new, but I'll do it, praise God. And I enjoyed it thoroughly. And then I sat on a panel to talk about a national discussion for where we are. I'm really looking forward to doing even more. He and I had conversations about the possibility of being able to move forward, but being able to bring consciousness to the church body of a very clear understanding of how we move forward. Today I wanted to bring him, you know, this is one of the things that I do. We have to kind of understand where we are as a nation and remind ourselves of where we're moving towards. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rule. My brother, it is so wonderful to have you as my very first guest on the show.
Wow.
Look at God. You are blessed.
I'm tremendously honored.
It's so wonderful to have you, my brother.
But thank you for having me, sir. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Guardian. It's so good to be back here. I'm with my good friend, Howard Grant.
He had to check this. Is Guardian right now? Yes, Guardian.
Congratulations on the relaunch, sir. I'm looking forward to what you will deposit into our hearts and minds daily. Because you've always been one of substance and forward movement for our country. So I'm honored to be here.
It's absolutely an honor to have you. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to believe as though this is haphazard and casual.
Yes, sir.
Right? I always, one of the first guests that I bring on is the nation's singing bishop. He's my very good friend. You know this, right? Bishop Lawrence Rowe.
Yes, sir.
And, he and I spoke about it. He said, "Oh, Howard, you know, I got to come down there." He invited himself. "Oh, Howard, you know, I got to come down there."
Yes.
I said, "Okay, Bishop, I'll have you down there." "Yes, Howard. I just come on your thing."
Yes.
And then he calls me back and say he's on a fast during this particular time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, "Listen, I want someone to be able to give me that kind of palatable,
yes,
that rich word that we can be able to digest and understand, especially for this demographic, mm-hmm, and listening audience." And I thought of you, and I know that we're going to have a wonderful conversation. So I want to put a couple of things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it, because we're going to dive into it today, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you know you can definitely do that. The numbers that you can dial, 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can hit us up on the text, 422-4796. That's 422-4796 right here on Guardian Radio. I want to talk about this. We've gone through a great deal of tribulation. One of the things that I've said yesterday, and it continues to kind of ring in my spirit, is the idea of where we were 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we celebrated our Silver Jubilee, I think the Queen was in town during this particular time,
mm-hmm,
and 25 years ago.
Right.
And, many of us had an opportunity to kind of, celebrate and move around and try to figure out where we were. But as young people, whilst we were looking at the excitement that existed in the environment for now, we kind of focused on tomorrow.
Right.
Boy, I can imagine what tomorrow is going to bring. Because now we're watching things like Back to the Future, right, and we're watching so much things,
right,
and the Jeffersons, and mm-hmm, we're thinking about the future and the progression and the, yes, technology and the this and the that. And so, mm-hmm, we associate that with what's happening locally. And so we say, boy, I can imagine where the country is going to be in 25 years.
Yeah. Wow. Are we here?
Oh my God. In 25 years, I know, in the Golden Jubilee, if we live in, I'd like to see this. I know we can be here. I can have all these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it seems, in retrospect, it seems, as we look back on yesteryear,
right,
that we haven't made significant moves towards this progressive, shiny future that we envisioned. Talk, mm-hmm, to me.
There are a lot of people, and sadly this has become a part of our culture, where we sit back and we wait for somebody else to make certain things happen. And we also have this culture of we are experts at talking and criticizing and critiquing and saying who should do this and what they did wrong. But when it comes to putting our foot to the walking and making some things happen, we always pass the buck. And so we don't realize often how quickly time goes by until somebody dies or an opportunity that we were hoping to have passes us by. And we're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe 10, 15 years have gone. And so 25 years have gone since that time you referenced just now. And a lot of times, I don't want to be insulted, but a lot of frivolous things take our attention.
Yeah.
And even in our national / also political spheres, we get distracted very often.
I want to touch on things. Because whilst I only referenced the last 25 years,
right,
25 years prior to the Silver Jubilee,
mm-hmm,
which was the inception of our independence, and we celebrated during that time,
mm-hmm,
the first 10, 15 years were magnanimous.
Yeah. Yep.
They were historical. They will be etched in the hearts of minds of children who weren't even born yet in this country. Yep. Because this is what our parents and grandparents speak of.
Within those first 10 years, there were some things articulated that Matter of fact, I think maybe on the same station about 10 years ago, I actually referenced it in terms of vision casting for what the new Bahamas would look like. But 25 years after that passed, and it's like nobody remembered or heard those things that were being casted.
This heavy.
So then when I heard recently people saying, oh, we need a national vision, I said, hold on. I thought we articulated some things within those first 10 years that we have not yet seen materialize or even pursued. There's a speech given by the late founder of the nation who talked about, he gave a, I think this might have been like 1981, 83, if somebody there knows, they can let me know, where he was actually given a vision or a picture of what they saw for different islands. And I heard it many years later, and I was like, whoa, that is profound. Imagine had we deliberately said we're gonna make this island known for this one main thing. You would automatically revolutionize that particular spot and cause people with that. Let's say we're talking about shipping, or we're talking about manufacturing, or we're talking about produce of some sort, and we label this as the island for it. We want this island to be the brand globally for this thing. You'll draw people by the thousands there who have a passion and a desire to work in that area. And I think that kind of vision casting was excellent, especially for a newly formed nation, now being led politically by the majority. I thought those things were profound. But I think you talked about sobriety in your introduction. And I think, again, very often we become not sober, being drunk. Yes. Drunk with
power. Let's get deep with the thing.
Partisan politics.
Okay, talk to me. And this is, watch me. There is no division as it relates to the power and the pursuit of partisan politics on either the side of the religion, of those of the cloth, or those the side of the politician. There was a relentless pursuit to be able to kind of glorify and expand the I.
Right.
That kind of individual pursuit.
Well said. Well said. And I think
I should start typing these things.
And what you're saying there, because honestly, whenever me and you radio, it sounds like a carryover from just our normal conversation.
Yeah, this is how we talk.
This is how we think, this is how we talk.
Yeah.
And we need more people who can pull away from frivolity and talk about substantive things nationally. This is how we move forward. Move out of the drunkenness of this, my side, I'm advancing me. No, think generationally.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we get deeper into the generational thought to look for longevity and expansion, I want you to be a part of the conversation. 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit me up on the text line 422-4796. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Howard Grant in your company. This is the foundation. If you're just tuning in, you're trying to figure out what these things is. Now, don't fight me. The music is a little slow. I got some other music. I got my guys working on that. Next week, you're going to hear some other things. But I just wanted you to kind of it permeate your mind what this is all about. Today, I have my very good friend in studio with me, Ambassador Devin Rowe from Kingdom Discipleship Center. And he's really talking to us. Now, Howard, you can bring all the church on the show. Stop it right now. I could see you. I could see you. I'm watching you. Stop it right now. Right? Stop it. We're going to have a good... This is the brand... It's a brand new year. Mm-hmm. This is the brand new year. We stepped into a new day, a new time. We have a new opportunity. And this is the year of Jubilee. Talk to me. Let's get dead preachy, dead quick.
Yes, sir.
Right? The year of Jubilee, the time with celebration.
Yes.
That no man should be bondsman. Yeah. Man, come on, this sounds like our preamble.
Yeah.
The preamble spoke to the year of Jubilee. Yeah. The time has come.
Yeah.
And for us to set in that. Mm-hmm. Listen, Ambassador, yes, I'm so happy to have you with us, my yes, brother. Sir. You were starting to talk about where we were. Talk to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say this. So I almost want to say prophetic that you would be launching this show at the beginning of this Jubilee year and calling it Foundation because, and I'll put this into the national atmosphere, what we should be doing as we jump into the 50th year is looking back, introspection, reflection, at what made us fight to become a nation. Mm. What pushed us to this point to take on a kingdom and say we want to be our own people. Mm. Something pushed us to do that. And then we articulated our heart's desire and will through the preamble of our Constitution and the Constitution itself. And then some vision casting was done that mobilized the masses to say, this is who we want to be. Time to pursue this. We have been doing it now for 50 years, I think is so important. Before we shoot out new stuff in this particular celebration year, what have we accomplished based upon what we set out to accomplish? Are we on target? Are we totally off? Do we need to recalibrate? What are those areas that we need to celebrate? And what are those weeds that we need to pluck out? Because Jubilee is like a harvest time. And just to go scripture for a second, the scripture says that the time of harvest, there will be a separation between the wheat and the tares. Mm. We need to look ideologically at ourselves as a people and see what have we accomplished based upon what we originally set out to accomplish.
My God. And I was deep in the spirit when it, my God.
Look, and so the foundation.
Watch me.
It's profound.
Let me put this
here. It's prophetic because a lot of people, let me say this, because we got all kinds of millennials and this next new generation that's coming up now who probably don't have a clue as to what we're building on as the foundation. And that's dangerous. It's so important as we build that we understand the parameters of the foundation.
This is heavy what you're doing. So you tell me I was in the spirit the whole time.
I believe so. Let me believe so. I smiled when I heard the name.
Let me put this halo down because I. Ladies and gentlemen, I see a telephone call. Please give us a call, 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit us up on the text line, 422-4796. We got a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. This is the foundation. Go ahead. I got your caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Fantastic, man. What's up, Sparky?
Sparky, I hope you don't. Is it okay that I could call you Howard? Or
yeah, man, that's my name. That's what my...
No, I like to get the permission because you're a little boy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I said a little boy. I'm a little white, but praise God.
I got gray on the big toes.
Well, thank God you're still with us. Go ahead.
I just want to start this year off with laughter and hope we don't end up getting mad at one another in the middle of the year. And you barred me for life.
No, man, I ain't gonna ban you for life.
You know, you got some sellers on these stuff.
Even Warren let you back in the game.
They bar you for life. They would never give you the time to apologize and say, let's go to the bar, I'm a cold one. Just bar you. Anyway, so, you know, listening to you two there, I can say, well, I'm taking my own way now. This is blocking me. I'm not speaking for the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Speaking for Sparky now.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I was christened as an Anglican, grew up in an Anglican church all my life. I'm 71 years old, I never changed. I visited many different organizations, even the Jehovah's Witness, Muslims, everybody, right? When I was a child, I spoke as a child, let a man put away my childish thoughts. Now, I have a right, with my constitutional right, to go around and decide what I want to be in my country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need countrymen to be forcing their religion on me.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a Christian, that is your right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Smarky don't want to be a Christian. I want to be a Buddhist, a Sikh, a Muslim. That is my constitutional right also. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to be coming at me saying, well, he don't believe in Jesus, so he's a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a heathen. I believe in my God. It's just that I don't believe in that particular prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from?
I'm trying to. I'm right here with you.
I think the Muslims should be given rights to be on radio talk shows in the Bahamas as well. I don't think every time you bring on Bahamian pastors and this, they all got to be Christians. Because all they do is
but Sparky, it's up to
their
religion Sparky,
onto everybody because that's what they believe.
Sparky, it's up to the host to make a decision
to
navigate his or her show in the direction that they desire.
Yes, I'm not talking about you.
No, I hear the generalization.
I'm talking in general. What I'm saying is, when you were talking about the future and what the thing's going to be like, can we imagine 25 years from now what's going to happen in the Bahamas? I put it to say like this. What is going to happen in the Bahamas is showing me right now that what is going to be in the Bahamas is not being directed by Bahamians. It is being directed by foreigners. Everything. We don't even produce our own food. We don't even grow our own tomatoes anymore. We import everything. So what we also import is the ideas of men. We never thought either we'd been driving around in an electronic car in the Bahamas, but they here. No Bahamian architect designed the new port out on Prince George Wharf. They were foreign architects and engineers came to the Bahamas to decide that is what they want the new part of the Bahamas to look like, and our leaders part of the program. When are we going to get the Bahamians to say, this is what we want to do in our country?
That's the base of what we're doing, Sparky, really being able to talk about this idea of where we are. And I want to thank you so much for your telephone call. I really do thank you, and I appreciate your contribution to it. The base of the conversation is reminding this next generation, this generation that's wrapped up in technology, about the fact that there was a vision that has been cast for the country. Talk to me about it.
Indeed. And to talk about what he was alluding to, the right of a Muslim to come on, whatever the case is, like you rightfully said, that's up to the host whether they bring him on or not. And of course, in this country, you have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. That's one of the beautiful things about Christianity is there's no force in our faith. Our faith is choose ye this day whom you will serve. You have the right to choose whatever you want to choose. I even in my church, I teach that. And the way I teach it, I say you can decide to do whatever you want to do. It's just that please understand that in life, however, we may choose our direction, but we don't choose the consequences. That's a different discussion altogether. For example, if to make a parallel, the nations of the world, I believe, all sorts of things. We just happen as a country to place our foundation in the Christian faith. And so we've been building on that foundation, not to the exclusion of anybody else who wants to believe differently. And because of that fact, predominantly you will hear Christian views and ideology from time to time. If I was in Iran, I probably wouldn't have the access to a radio station like I'm having right now.
The foundation of who we are in this country is wrapped in our preamble.
Yeah.
I read a little something here. It says, "We, the inheritors and successors of the family of Isle, is recognizing the supremacy of God and believing in the fundamental rights and freedom of the individual." This is heavy.
Well, when that was written,
this is heavy.
You nor I was born.
I was in the
Okay.
Now watch me. The inheritors and successors of the family of islands, recognizing the supremacy of God. That's one thing. Let's put that on the side.
Yeah.
Recognizing the supremacy of God. And then it goes further and it says, and believing in the fundamental rights and freedoms of the individual.
Yeah.
That almost contradicts. And it says, we understand that God, we as a nation, we understand the supremacy of God. However, you have a choice.
Yeah. Incredibly written.
That is written in the preamble of the Constitution.
Incredibly written.
Of the country.
Yeah.
Right? And so when we get in this position, I don't want to be able to detract from where we are. The conversation, and I really wanted to get deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the introduction, as we started to talk about the separation between church and state and the identification of the fact that both preacher and politician seeks to pursue the power.
Mm-hmm.
Seeks to pursue this kind of an individuality and expand him or his or herself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about that. Because if a vision was cast for the country, and we saw in the first 10 years, there has been a release of this kind of magnanimous move towards being able to build the infrastructure of the country. And we saw great men that we could still continue to herald as the founding fathers, some of the greatest men that we've seen from leadership perspective in this country. The question is, what has happened over these past, let's call it 40 years, this past generation? What has happened in this country for the individual to consume himself with the idea of being able to push away this this idea of collective growth, this commonwealth, into let me get something for myself?
Yeah.
What do you think what has happened in that particular perspective?
This is something I talked about for years because my background is history and then political science and law. And if you study nations and civilizations, you will find that the more developed a nation becomes, the bigger the I pursuits become as well. And so you got a lot of people, when they see development, they see modernization, they see stuff happening, they see malls and hotels and businesses and people thriving, they think, oh, I got to get my piece of the pie. And so that concept of the we disappears because it's now about me, mine.
That's crazy.
And the folks in my cradle. It is crazy because you it's like you shoot yourself in the foot.
I get in a big row the other day in the barbershop. I mean, humongous argument. And I really believe that the argument was based in ignorance. Now, you don't want to call people stupid.
Right.
Ignorance is only the lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge, right? And so I said, in the shop. And I said, you know, it's an amazing thing. I'm 40 years old, 41 years old, I'm going to be 42 this year, God spare my life. And I said, it's an amazing thing that when I grew up on the family of islands where I'm from in 8 Mile Rock, I don't know no one to go to the bank for their house. That's what I said.
Wow.
I don't know.
Powerful.
Now you can't tell me that I'm from 8 Mile Rock.
Powerful.
I'm from the largest settlement in this country, Howard Grant from there. I was born there. Okay? I don't know no one
that
who went to the bank. I don't know. Listen, now.
My daddy gave him an address and turned his key into his own house before he was 20.
So we in the barbershop. I don't personally. Mm-hmm. Now, I could be wrong. Don't fight me. There is an exception and there's a rule.
Of course.
Okay? The exception exists for people who won't go get the generation piece of property and put a fence around it, get it appraised, so forth and so on. But regular people I know is not doing that.
Right.
Okay. This is how I know them to build their house.
Right.
I knew about ASU a long time.
Yeah. That's it.
Let's get back to the foundation.
Yes,
I know, but I'm not saying this. I'm saying we're talking about it. We know collectively people will put piece. When your draw come, you buy X amount of blocks, you set it up.
Yeah.
there was nothing but talent that existed in 8 Mile Rock. The people in Pinedale, which were persons who were the offsprings of Turks and Caicos, built the city of Freeport. Yeah. Come on, man, let's get deep. Yeah. Let's get deep.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, y'all off. So your grammy, your auntie, your cousin, someone would cook one big pot of rice and some corned beef and corn and buy some 2 cases or something if you drink them and build homes.
Yep.
That is how the community started.
Yep. And neighbors, and my daddy used to tell us, the brethren of the church back in the day would help each other build each other's homes.
Okay.
So the concept of banking, he said the same thing, was foreign to him.
Listen, banking did not exist. It was, okay, so you had the credit union or these other penny savings, and you know, I hear a lot of persons talk about that here in the city of Nassau, but I only know my grandmother's and those particular persons to be able to commune with each other.
Yeah.
There was someone that you trusted that knew at least something about numbers and that could be trusted to be able to do these particular things.
Howard, people come back from university in the last 20 years and 15 years later still can't afford a piece of property.
They cannot afford it.
Because of how expensive it is.
And
something has shifted.
Watch me. And that's the conversation
we're more educated, but less of us can afford property.
Listen, this is the conversation.
That's foundational stuff that needs to be discussed.
Okay, so
we were our brother's keepers in so many ways, and now we're a bunch of individuals struggling trying to get through. Something in the foundation changed. And again, I got to applaud you for wanting to have the conversation.
I just want to talk about it because the truth is this. And this is what we won't be diving into this, but we'll get into the kind of meat and potatoes and breaking it down to find out these particular things. I know persons want to be able to talk about this, but I only want to know one thing. How is it that our grandparents could have 8, 9 children?
No degree.
Right? No education, no degree, right. None of these things. Right? And we're going to talk about it a little bit more when we get back from this commercial break, right? No education, no degree, no experience, none of these particular things. 8, 9 children.
Yep.
Survive, provide opportunities for them, and be able to thrive in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And us, younger persons, are struggling. When you even have conversations with younger persons. Child, what you want me to do with them children? I can't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
How do we find ourselves back to a place of growth and development? How do we get ourselves back to the place that we know that we're called? And we are a people that's been set aside. I want to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rule, having a great conversation about where we are and where we seek to go. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back. Right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Tap and go. Tap to me. For you, for me.
Makes life easy. Lotus bringing the heat.
Lotus, Lotus, Lotus.
Tap and go.
Tap and go. Tap, tap to that.
Swipe this, swipe that, and go, go. Scan this. Scan that and go, go. Save money every day.
Anytime for life on the go.
Tap and go. Get your rewards for life on the go. Lotus, 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 tap and go.
Tap and go.
Tap, tap, tap,
tap.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM right here. This is the foundation. If you're just tuning in, I'm so happy to be with you. I am Howard Grant. So you'll be hearing this voice in this particular slot. And I'm truly grateful. And I'm as gracious as I could possibly be and humbled for the opportunity to be able to sit here and have this conversation with you. I know that you're trying to figure out which direction that we're going to take. Today, we're having a very good conversation, I believe. And I'm hoping that you're involved with it and, you know, participating even whatever the space that you're in with the conversation that we have right now. I just wanted to get back to, you know, the meat and potatoes, the core of where we've come from as a nation. Today, I'm in studio with my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rule, from Kingdom Discipleship Center, and really being able to talk to us about some things. Now, when we left here, I had one question. I mean, I'm mind boggled. And, you know, forgive my naivete. I know you guys are very smart, and I'm sure that you will call in and participate and tell me where we went wrong and how these things happened. But I just can't understand that there was a time that people could find individuality from the unity that existed in the community.
Yes.
There was a time that it was never a shame, this kind of affair or this kind of this idea of feeling less than when someone assisted you. But now we've come to a point where it's all about me. If you can't do for yourself, you're worthless. Let's take this telephone call before we go. I see this person was holding some time. I want to thank you so very kindly, guys. Give us a call, 325-4316, or hit us up on the text, 422-4796. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing, my brother?
Fantastic, man. How you doing?
Oh, that's great. Make sure I leave my $10 with Ms. Humes or Mr. Francis, eh?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Howard, you're making a lot of sense today. You know, I tell my children, every Jesus Christ Day, don't go to the bank and make yourself a slave to the bank. Join ASU. You're right. We have. I'm in the Berlin field, and I have a lot of people in the house, man. You know, I just need to buy the block, get a case of beer, get some chicken sauce or whatever. And that's how you do it. And what the government need to do also, man, stop that salary reduction, man. They're making our people slave these banks and these foreign banks, man. You know what I mean? You don't treat the people like this, man. Who on the salary reduction? That's it. No government shouldn't let nobody go and get no salary reduction. Because luckily, some of our people cannot control themselves. You're borrowing money, go travel, buy here and weeks, old car thing, matter ugly things. Our new dad, right? And, you know, now let me get to the matter at hand. You see the Moses School? They destroying our country. Our country was a good country since the 50s and 60s and early 70s. You know? But greed. Greedy people. They want every king of this country. For their family, their friends. You can't run country. I mean, watching everything they're doing, though. Right? And I can hit the pastor in a couple of minutes. See, Howard, you're all young. You're all at a real behemoth. See,
now, I want you to call back after the break because I got 3 minutes before I get to the break. Please call back, right?
Okay, then.
Because, just hold your thought and call back after the break because I want to touch that. I want to be able to get a good, you know, get something laid out here so everyone can be able to hear where we are, right? And I don't want you to believe that I'm, you know, knocking anything. I know a lot of traditional persons will accept what I'm saying, but the core of where I'm going is that we've lost unity. We've lost hope, and we've lost some of these bonding agents that make us or made us the Bahamas that where the world marks our bearing, what marks the manner of our bearing. Some things have shifted over the time. Those bonding agents have lost its stickability, and we're not unified the way that we are. And the question is, in the year of our jubilee, as we step forward to the 50th anniversary, are we doing enough introspection to finding how do we reactivate these bonding agents to pull the community together? Or are we so separated where every man for himself and God for us all? Talk to me.
How do we embrace the kind of maturity where we look at ourselves and say to ourselves, we have taken the wrong direction? I think we don't do that. One of the things I talk about a lot, and I think you talk about a lot too, is the need for introspection.
Yeah.
And people think that is an overkill when I do it so much. I said, you have to, because how do you know whether you're on course or on track or not? And there are some there are some strengths that we have in our foundation that today are not celebrated. And because they're not celebrated, I mean, I dare say they're now even despised. The idea of being that brother's keeper. I can still remember my late mother and the neighbor exchanging goods in the house because somebody was short of sugar. And so you'd send the sugar over and they send back some flour.
You
or they send back a piece of cake.
You literally do not know your neighbors now.
No, don't know their names. Don't have a clue.
You literally, you would walk past these people and you do not know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we are, I mean, we are, I think there's 100,000 square miles, including the water, but we're a very small nation. And just a few years ago, we knew everybody's names, or we knew your family by looking at your eyes, your cheekbone, your ears. And
you could say,
exactly.
The only people that we could tell now is Roll. Y'all Roll. It's 870,000 of y'all.
No, look at that. Now, listen to me. I went to Lovell Andrews one time. Didn't know nobody. I was walking from house to house on the long road, and everybody before I opened my mouth was telling me who I was.
You's a Roll. They know who you is.
They know I'm a Roll, and they know you's Fonzie Boy.
They can tell.
And they go on and on. But we're kind of losing that, because, well, being the modern nation that we have become, a lot of nations around the world have come into us and infused the culture, and because we don't, watch this, I was saying this so many years ago, because we don't celebrate truly who we are, we're losing the essence of who we are. And this is dangerous.
Wow, this is
because
heavy.
The more modern we become, the more variety of cultures are going to pierce our nation's fabric. And it's okay, you know. It's okay if you know who you are, and when they come, they honor and they celebrate who you are. Then as a nation, you're growing healthily with the immigration population, but still clearly defining and building upon who the Bahamian is and the ideals of the Bahamian. Don't expand to the point where we lose the fact that we are loving people. Don't expand to the point where we lose that if somebody dies, the whole nation has a panic attack. But that doesn't happen anymore. Because how many died last night? Oh, okay, two more. Or three more. That's where we are now. We don't care.
It has come to a point, and I want to talk about that when we get back from the news and the commercial break. It has come to the point where at one point there was an expectation that there would be a representative from the church that shows up, that provides a shoulder to cry on, that provides an opportunity to be able to, an easement, right? Because, you know, families are poor.
Right.
Families don't have the money to be able to, for medicine. For medical aid, for Grammy them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the money to bury them, to this and that. So the church was a support in many instances, in many spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But things have changed over time.
Some persons have made the church an enemy of the state as opposed to a partner.
I want to talk about that.
We have to.
Let's talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I got your text here. Somebody says, Howard, if the show is going to be like this every day, I won't be listening. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. I keep telling you I won. Amen. But you could let me be me free. Give us free. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after news right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. The
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. This is 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. I'm Howard Grant in your company right here on the new show, The Foundation. So happy to be with you in our year of Jubilee. Howard, don't get mad. Listen to me, please. For God's sake, don't fight Howard. Amen? There is a plethora of things that would come from me. We can talk politics. You know I loves me some politics. We're going to talk about social issues. We're going to talk about growth and development. We're going to talk about and kind of deduce these things, identify it, show the contrast of where we were and where we are. We're going to do these things. But today, in the inception, as we step over from yesteryear into now, I thought it necessary to look at some things foundationally from a spiritual perspective, to get an idea of where we are, and kind of get a gauge of where we're going. Let's read some of these texts, guys. If you want to be a part of the conversation, I'd love you to. 325-4316-422-4796. I'm in the studio with my very, very good friend, none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe. He's here with me. Hi, Howard. When they chose you, I said, good choice. Love your show, bro. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. It says, Howard, here's my question today in our 50th anniversary. Why is this shantytown in Junction allowing illegal immigrants to continue to build illegal shantytowns throughout our country, yet is stopping the government from taking them down? Are we an alternate universe? Are we in an alternate universe in our country? Right? And then it goes on and says, will we exist another 50 years if illegal immigrants invade multiply and take over our country? Now, I won't say this. I have roots. My father's father from Turks and Caicos. I mean, as it relates to this text, mm-hmm. my father's father's from Turks and Caicos, mm-hmm. right? My father was born in Spring City, Abaco, during a time of pining, if you remember this time, right? Yes. So they came up from Turks and Caicos.
Right.
They stopped down in Abaco. My father was born. Some of my uncles and stuff like that, it was born. And then they moved to Pinedale, 8 Mile Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been, I don't know, 50 years, some, almost 40 some 50 years displaced.
Right.
And now Turks and Caicos, after this big influx of persons, this exodus almost, mm-hmm. that happened in Turks and Caicos, they're left with a great deal of people that are not of Turks Island blood and heritage.
They're the minority now, so I heard.
In Turks Island, they are the minority.
Yeah.
Okay, watch me. So they have Haitians significantly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Dominicans. Yeah.
Right? They have Filipinos. They have Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know this? I was there.
Mm-hmm.
My family there.
I've seen it too.
When I went there, the first thing they asked me, well, you want to come back home?
Oh, you got it.
You want to come back home? So I said, how do you come back to home? And you're not here, right? Man, how, man. Listen, baby, Bala. Let's call you Bala. Listen, Bala. We could give you the property. There is now what they call the belongers.
Yes.
Okay, watch me.
Yes.
You could get belonger status.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what belonger status is this. And again, somewhere with this.
Yes.
Belonger status is that if there is an affiliation.
Yeah.
If your grandmother was born there and you could be able to show proof that this is your grandmother, you get citizenship.
Yes, I'm aware.
The belonger status office has just opened up where? In Grand Bahama.
Oh, really?
From Turks Island.
I didn't know that.
This is too heavy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Where are you going with this, Howard? If we continue on this path of self-actualization outside of the unity that we exist in this space, in this country, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable. With what's happening in Venezuela, what's happening in Turks and Caicos,
mm-hmm.
with what's happening in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
what's happening in Jamaica, what's happening all around us, people are moving away from their countries and looking for home here.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing changed. This is still paradise.
Indeed.
The world knows this.
Indeed.
This is still paradise.
Indeed.
Now, maybe you and I don't feel this kind of, it ain't paradise, it's maybe parasitic.
Didn't Bishop John Bryan allude to that last night?
It's the same thing. This is still paradise. And you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? He said, there is stress in paradise.
Yes.
So whilst we consume with this kind of an idea,
right,
the world can only see there may be tribulation there, but this is paradise, I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this may be a dying breed of Bahamians. If we don't catch ourselves and understand,
mm-hmm,
there's going to come a time where your children and children got to move from Canada, got to move from wherever they are to get belonging status in the country that you rejected.
The foundation.
Okay, let's talk about this.
This is good.
That's all I want to do. I only want to talk about the fact that whilst we're consumed with what exists right now,
mm-hmm,
we're only looking around us.
Mm-hmm.
No one is casting a vision and an idea of tomorrow.
Right.
We have to look at tomorrow and make a determination of changing our actions today to get the tomorrow that we envision. Or else, this kind of casual, nonchalant, meandering approach to the future, we can get what the duck get.
Yep.
Amen.
I had a political science lecturer. His favorite word for a long time was trajectory. He mm-hmm. always, he introduced me to the word many years ago. He always talked about trajectory of where we are now in terms of where we're going. And he would make assessments and then ask you for your take. What do you think based upon this current trajectory that we're on? The word trajectory is very important because for people who don't pay attention, who don't, in another place, it will say, no, like getting it, understanding. If you don't make assessments of where you are and look at your desires in terms of where you want to be and say, hold on, we have plotted the wrong course here. Where we're going now is a place of degradation, separation, giving away our riches and our wealth to others. We don't intend for that to happen, but because we're being so callous and so individualistic and not being altogether unifying and taking the time also to communicate our desires and our aspirations from one generation to the next. I want to talk about that probably another show because that's something that I was really trying to bring to the fore.
You mean that impartation?
Yes.
Okay.
And not only that, but I was trying to identify statesmen who are nationalists, even though you may have gone through the political whatever, I was trying to bring them together to say, could you come to this platform and say what you saw 50 years ago and what were the discussions y'all had to try to take us to a certain place? But every time I tried to call them together, I was turned down. But that's something that needs to happen before that generation completely goes.
I agree with you.
It's very important.
Some of them still scared, you know. You know, some of the traditional, and they know who they are. Some of the traditional men will sit in the gates of the city. This heavy.
Yes.
You know he's
good. Good. I know you're good. Go ahead.
All right. Some of the traditional men are sitting in the gates of the city and talk about the idea of what they see or what they envision or what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you know, I can't release this. When I die, I got it written down somewhere. Let somebody read it.
You've heard that too?
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Sir? What you're not living in this country.
Yep.
You're only merely existing. Because if the democracy that we continue to be able to champion
mm-hmm.
and speak of with such pride and enjoy
doesn't
truly exist.
Right.
It's a facade. If you could be in this country and don't say what needs to be said for the growth, for the purposes of growth, then what you here for? That's heavy.
You know, I like it. Going through the bullshit. You're talking my kind of talk.
Let's take ladies and gentlemen, give us a call 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit us up on the text line 422-4796. Let's read the text and then go to the phone line. It's a great show, Howard. It says, the great Howard is back on Guardian Radio. Thank you, Juan. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity, not only to Juan, but to you, the listening audience, and to Guardian Radio more specifically for affording me an opportunity and allowing me to kind of return to do my kind of style of the thing, right? So I'm really grateful for that. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. This is The Foundation.
Hey Brother Nuri, I'm back again, live and direct.
This is the third time you called me Nuri. Nuri in this size.
Howard, no.
And
Howard,
he in this man, color. Talk to me.
Yeah. Howard, how are you doing?
All is well.
Look here. Where you are, guys, right up here. See, let me tell you young people something.
Mm-hmm.
Some old people living up here all the time. They want to go home. I watch my good friends. I talk in power now. They put their ass on the force and defend force, and they still
going crying, go home. My brothers have put their ears in the spent fund before, then they ain't cry. They going home. Mm. They said, young.
It's hard, though. It's hard. It's hard for them to go home. Let me tell you why. They put NIB in place, and they can't get nothing. Watch me. That's one. And two, after 65, you don't drop down dead. You got to make money. Ain't nobody got a 401k to put no stuff, no money in so you can live comfortably. Milk is almost $12.
I can tell you this, my brother. I can tell you this. Everybody who over the age of 60, who 60 go get an early pension. Because I saw Mr. Lerodo on Bay Street in the New York. I said, Chief, I believe what you say. No money can be there. So get your early pension. At least you'll get something. See, everybody who self-employed, chicken drivers, bus drivers, my friend, the Awaki fish fry, please go put something in that insurance, please. That insurance will get your money, man. Stop playing with these people.
You can't do your business without being able to get tax compliance. That's just what it is. I get one little piece of contract from the government or whoever I get a contract for, before I get it, the government needs to know if I'm compliant. So if you're doing business, ensure that you're compliant with national insurance.
Exactly, and just pay your taxes.
Happen. Yeah.
Just pay your taxes. That's all. Stop blocking taxes.
Yeah.
Now, let me get to the pastor now. Pastor, I know... You kind of young, so I got, see, I've been around a little while. You see, and what I saw during all my lifetime, most parties were on Crown Land, Justice Peace, taxi and bus plate to rent to people like me and you. And according to my constitution, I entitled the taxi or bus plate, you know. I entitled to get a first five store or things reserved for behemoths. Okay, they were reserved. I would never gain a boy no $500 for rent taxi, but never in the world. If you get 10,000 plate, I'll be 10,001. See, I watch world news, and McCarthy, who won't be the speaker house? You see how the young people in the Republican doing it? They say, man, you've been a long time. It was $11 trillion in debt during that time. Now it's $23 trillion. They don't want to put this man in there.
Yeah, they say they can't trust him.
He's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And we need to do the same thing at the Bahamas. That Moses School. I might say Moses School, everybody who was 75, you all need to go home, man. Let the young people run this country. You mean and they'll go out there, the king.
Now, hold on. Let's touch this before you go, right?
Go ahead.
I know I always hear you talking about Moses Crew and the Joshua. Now, let's just be very clear. Sam Bankman-Fried has found significant demise. Today he says that he's pleading not guilty. But the people socially has already found him guilty. You know why? Because he thought to himself that he can do this unto himself. Now, I always say this. And I take it religious just for this particular point. God, the God that we know and most of us serve out here, had 24 what around the throne? Elders. If God got elders around the throne, you understand me? You have to understand that there is a space and a place for this wisdom that exists in here. You got to have a place. You got to have an opportunity to be able to hear from yesteryear.
And the only way,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The only way you could be able to move with any strength to tomorrow is have a nice balance of yesteryear and tomorrow that says this is the way to go.
But I know the Bible quite well, you know. See, when they see me say the most school, see, Caleb was like a little older than the other, than Joshua them. I told the people like who like around with 68 to 70. They're the people I listen to. I listen to the most school, they didn't case, you know. They didn't praise God. Wow. They can't get no blessing. Don't care what they do. They're greedy. They selfish. Okay. Papa put the land. Papa comes from the land. Some market, something like that, right? I thought my scripture would appeal that. I thought Doc would appeal it. Now, my good friend, the Davis, if you appeal that, look here. You're going to say, my children can't buy a land island of New Providence where they're born. That cannot be right.
Wow.
That's wrong. When I finished school, land was costing $5,000 and Kai Michael owed $8,000 and Kailabor and $1,500 in Nassau Village, you know.
Not now.
So
the only land you can get for that price is mobile.
But we have to fight. We got to fight. These people who like the king of heads and stuff go live in Canada and England and then white countries. Let us run this country. And guess what, Howard? We can go with Republican and next four. Again, just the most people last time around, you know.
Wow.
And I don't hate them. I love them. But they need to get out of the way. They causing... Hey, we can't get no blessing with them people who are in this country.
Wow.
Gone.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Let's read a few texts. It says, make Andrus known only to grow limes, but that will cut out business for the distributors who will have less money to give the political parties, and no one wants that. Wow. That's heavy what you're saying right there. Let's see if we can read another one. So it says, The reason young people can't buy land in the Bahamas is because in 1992, land was open for sale internationally and the land prices shot up. Before 1992, only Bahamians could buy land and the prices were reasonable. This is heavy. Some things need to change in this country.
Yeah.
Because how can you talk about sustainability? How can you talk about growth? My wife called me this morning and said she got cut. She had a particular dream,
mm-hmm.
right? She said, and I went to work and I got cut on my hand. She said, I ain't let the blood spill. She from Cat Island. Praise God. We ain't got to say much. We understand. She got a little bit of that blood in her. Amen. she got a hopper riding and Cat Island. Right? Right. So she said, I ain't let the blood spill though, right? Okay. So I said, okay, baby. All right. She said, but what you think that mean, right? So me, I just get a little deep. I said, well, blood is a representation of longevity, of legacy, mm-hmm. of expansion, of growth. Mm-hmm. See, your blood exists when you ain't here. Talk to me. Right. I just get deep.
Yeah.
Your blood, based upon the fact that you would have expanded,
because mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be what? Fruitful, multiply,
yeah.
subdue, have dominion.
Yes.
So your blood, my blood, when I gone, so in my churn.
Yeah, indeed.
My daddy, when he go, yeah. I got his.
Yep.
The slave that we do not know, we carry that. We don't even know why we have some post-traumatic drama. Yeah. When we trauma that we see some things because we have blood that yes. exists in us
yep.
that recognizes something.
For generations, yeah.
Okay. So my point to you is that where we carry ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we have to be able to shift these things, man.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be deliberate about these things because we've been given an opportunity to be here in the land of the living. Mm-hmm. We got to make some decisions. Let's see if we can be able to take a next... See, Howard, do you believe in these things? Your ancestors' genes and your DNA, your bloodline runs your decisions. If a Bahamian moves to China, you impose your values on Chinese because it's your heart. It's in your heart even. Now watch this Haitian religion in the problem. Is it against God? They do what they want. See, I think I understand what you're saying in this particular instance. I really do believe in these things because these are principles that exist before I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this. Talk mm-hmm. to me about it.
You just said it. The life is in the blood. And we passed on into the next generation what's in us. And this is why I think it's so important that we, again, think generationally and understand that our decisions today don't just affect us. Don't just affect our children, but it affects our children's children. And because there's a whole lot of spirituality.
Are we concerned about our children's children as a nation? I don't want to generalize it as though you're answering for the entire nation,
right.
but from what you can see,
mm-hmm.
is there a significant concern about not just the health and well-being of the child as they exist in the present, but the idea of a futuristic growth for them? The idea of, okay, for me, I went to 8 Mark High School. My father sent me to 8 Mark High School.
Right?
Right. He went to 8 Mark High School.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he sent my little sister to 8 Mark High School.
Mm.
As I grew up, I thought about it and I said, I don't think I want my son to go to 8 Mark High School. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. I grew. All of mm-hmm. us did well.
Yes. Yeah.
We did well.
Yeah.
But there has to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And if we seek to kind of expand ourselves, do we continue to regurgitate and run through this cycle? Mm-hmm. Or seek a path of betterment.
Yeah.
After we would have experienced education, exposure, and all these things, what do we do now?
You ask the question, does the nation seem to be concerned about our children's children? In many pockets, the answer, I think, is no.
Okay. This heavy what you're doing.
Yeah. I think we have to compartmentalize because... In many cases where people have the authority and the opportunity to make decisions that impacts 2-3 generations down, it seems that the decision is being made simply on what benefits them now. So, and this goes right back to where you were before, this whole domination of the individualistic mindset, which is something that has to be attacked. Let me just try to sweeten this whole part of unity, but without even going churchy. The truth is, the more you help somebody else, the more empowered you become, if not instantly, shortly down the road. I know, for example, I I'm known as a musician, music producer, whatever the case is. And one of the things when I was growing up, it was very hard to get somebody to show you something musically. It was almost like they would hide their knowledge, right? And I'm like, well, why? And I'm sure musicians out there can identify what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
They won't show you nothing. And because I was a little boy trying to get knowledge and trying to be exposed, I was shunned. And however, 10 years later, the same guys who shunned me when they saw my growth, they wanted to befriend me then because it's like I broke the code. But the thing is, as I began to teach others, I realized the more I taught, the more things came back to my memory and the more my understanding expanded musically.
Why are people scared you can take what's in your head?
So I didn't lose anything teaching and exposing others. I gained from doing so. If I empower somebody with a business idea and their business expands, you think when they see me later down the road, they're not going to be extremely grateful?
Yeah.
Not only passing it forward to others, but they may remember and say, you know what? I need to go and be a blessing to Devin Rowe because I remember when I didn't know nothing, he opened the door for me. So that is how we kind of break the selfish spirit. When you help others, you open opportunities for yourself down the road.
I want to take it here, and I want to do this because you are a member of the cloth, right?
Right.
You are a part of the church. You are a pastor in your right capacity, an ambassador that brings the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And foundationally, who we are as a nation, we've always looked to the church. And I've had significant conversations on this station and elsewhere that says that the competition that exists between the number house and the church is as a result of the one product that they're selling, mm-hmm. the same product.
Mm-hmm.
And that product is hope. Talk mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
You know that. I just want to be real.
Hey, and whoever's preaching is stronger gets more members.
That's right. And guess what? Because in this realm, tangibility is important,
yeah.
right? And we can take this commercial break, but let me just get this out there, right? In this realm, tangibility is important. The church will continue to, and over the years has said to you, believe in God, you're going to get these particular things.
Right.
The number house says to you, play your numbers.
Come take your chance.
And take your chance. And you can be able to win these things.
Yeah.
And for the purposes of tangibility, more persons see things happen with the number house.
I can throw a quick blow for the church in this regard. The truth is, in many cases, people are going to church to hear prophetic or quick words, right? But there is no intention to apply the principles to their daily living. And that, in many cases, is why they don't see results. There is no true application.
It's heavy what you say.
Because many of the people in the world who you see...
You got to let me take this commercial break and let's dive back into that. Because I need to know, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to be a part of the conversation, 325-4316, 325-4316. We got into the crux of the matter. And the crux is there going to be change from the church perspective in this year of Jubilee? Can we expect you to get back to where you're supposed to be?
That's good.
To be able to engage the community to find a true sense of growth? That's all it is. That's the crux of the matter.
Yep.
We've done all this kind of, jiving around to get to that.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it. Let's take this quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. I'm Howard Grant, the Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce are why you should order Marco's Pizza today. Because quality ingredients are important. Subs, salads, pizza, and wings. Satisfy your cravings with something yummy and affordable only at Marco's Pizza. Join our loyalty program and earn 1 point for each $1 spent. Sign up on our website, marcospizzabahamas.com, or order on Marco's Pizza Bahamas app or online. Every store, every day. The Italian way. Hello, Primo.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
quality.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on 96.9 FM radio. So happy to be in your company. Today we're sitting with Ambassador Devin Rowe right here from Kingdom Discipleship Center and really having a conversation about retrospection and really or introspection, really looking within ourselves and trying to decide and define whether or not we're moving in a particular direction in this country, right? Let's get a text if you guys want to text or give us a call, 325-4316-422-4796. That's the text. Please be a part of it. You guys are right. Some of us are much too passive, apathetic, etc., about where the country is going and changing the trajectory to take ownership in where we envision it going. We're waiting for them, in quotations,
nice.
Or someone, in quotations,
nice.
To do the hard work.
Round of applause.
We've been consumed with the them. But where we were, where we left off, is that there is a significant fight. And why I believe the church is not in the national discussion about growth and development is because they're consumed with this kind of a menial approach,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
of deciding socially, well, trying to participate in the social decision whether or not they should go towards the number house, people should go towards the number house or the church.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear.
Right.
We have seen the church go crazy. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can have people call me and cuss me out for this,
mm-hmm.
but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All of us got eyes. He who have eyes, let him see. And you got ears, let you hear.
Mm-hmm.
The church has had a significant fight and campaign against the number house.
Yeah.
And I always try to figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't felt that kind of an impact from the church as it relates to the crime that continues to explode year in and year out. I haven't seen the church stand up on significant matters in this country
mm-hmm.
where persons are losing their lives. If your concern is the preservation of souls,
right?
Why are you so consumed with the idea of who gets the purse? That's it. So my question to you is this. Where does the church see themselves getting back to basics for the next 50 years? We are losing many people in this country. Casually. I tell you before, when I was young, our aspirations was to, you know, get a car,
mm-hmm.
get your girlfriend, and
mm-hmm.
start your family.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a good job. That's what I was doing when I was young, 16 years old. We fighting to see who could get a
yep.
driver's license first.
Of course.
Fighting. Yes. This me boy.
Bam. That was big.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Now, they're not even concerned with that.
Yeah.
There's conversations about who get a gun, who get this, who get that. To protect themselves from who? Us.
Yeah.
Where does the church see themselves in this? And what do you believe the church needs to do to find the community or get back to its place?
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot in there, Howard. Let me firstly start here, and say that the number one responsibility of the church is to itself be eternally minded, and to teach its followers to be that as well. People have kind of thrown that out because of the inundation with the idea of kingdom. And kingdom is quite relevant because that's the main message Yeshua preached when he was here. However, a lot of people have embraced the notion of kingdom from a materialistic standpoint, and they have thrown out the spirituality that's connected to it. So it's important that we understand that we are living to live again. Now, once we settle that, what we go to next is, how do I be most productive while I'm in this earthly experience, helping to advance the kingdom that I am a part of? Well, you have to be an integral person who's true to saying what you mean and meaning what you're saying and producing that in terms of your actions. The church has to be, and in many are not. Church has to be relevant to its community. The church has to be going after the individuals in the community, not just waiting for them to come.
You know, I different in this perspective, let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. I differ with you, and it's one perspective.
Go ahead.
When you say the church is to be relevant mm-hmm. in these particular things, mm-hmm. Many are not.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, the church means the body mm-hmm. of Christ, the unified body.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no segregation. There are different denominations, mm-hmm. but the objective is the same.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of an idea of eternally minded that you mm-hmm. talk about, to live again,
okay.
right? I see that as the overarching objective for all.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we here
no, it is.
In Nassau, in Freeport, or in Austin, Texas.
We agree on that. Don't disagree with
that. Okay, so where's the segregation?
Okay, it's complicated.
The complexity is causing people to exit.
The reason why it's complicated is because you don't really apply for a license per se to be a church, which means it's very easy for people to creep in unaware.
Okay, this is heavy what you're doing. All right, so you have wolves and sheep clothing.
Yes.
In the pulpit.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
That's a summary.
Whose objective is to detract.
Right. So the complexity is in making the separation and showing that.
But are you supposed to know them by their fruits?
This is where I want to take you. So, like, I heard that a lot of people, I heard some bankers, when they go to the bank, you would think that when you work for a bank, they would show you all the counterfeit money and let you handle the counterfeit money so you can know the difference, right? But it's not so. I understand from this particular banker who goes to my church that when they came to the bank and they only gave them real money, only. And because they only handle real money, it was so easy for them to tell.
To identify.
Exactly.
The others.
So this is kind of like my assignment in terms of design to portray the real. If you say what the original purpose is and you live to be that example, somebody's going to say, whoa, this guy is looking like what the church is supposed to be. And this one over here does not.
The struggle that people have had from 2019,
mm-hmm.
stepping into 2020, 2021, 22, and now we're in 23. We're hoping that this could be done with.
Right.
But the struggle that people have had is not a lack of hope.
Right.
It's a lack of tangibles.
Right.
People need money.
Right.
For the purposes of survival.
Right.
They need jobs. They need opportunities. Right. They need these particular things.
Right.
There's no expectation that the church can feed everyone. Mm-hmm. There's no expectation but these particular things. But we just need to know, going forward, is the only thing that's going to be fed from the church this kind of a sense of hope?
Right.
And then every time, because, you know, we've noticed this.
In fairness, Howard, if you take out the contribution of the church from a tangible standpoint in terms of what it has been doing socially, I think this country will fold within one day. Because the church has significantly, particularly the pandemic, some have come into action because of the pandemic in giving, in paying rents, paying mortgages, helping with groceries. I must put that defense out there. We have seen a rally, particularly in the Bahamas, of a lot of churches jumping into the social aspect of ministry. I don't want people just to lock the church into social attributes or social ministries per se. There's a duty of the government in that area. There's an assistant part of the church in that area too, because the Bible says the whole duty of the church is to take care of the widow, the needy, and the orphan. However, we must, again, that's why I put that foundation there. The foundation of the church is to have people be ready eternally. And a part of eternal readiness is making sure you live like the example or the prototype, which is Christ. And he loved people, and he helped people, and he healed people. So that is a part of what we are bound to do.
There's also this kind of an idea that we've all been, and I want to read this text before I go further.
Go ahead.
422-4796, if you want to be able to text or hit me up on the call. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. Good afternoon, Howard. First, let me say congratulations to you. Your guest is on point about persons seeking a quick fix prophecies. As a born-again believer, the follower of Jesus Christ, whenever I apply God's word in my life, I see God's promises manifested in my life.
Mm-hmm.
God's word works when applied to everyday life of a believer.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy what you're saying, but I just want to be able to talk about these things. It's a great show, Howard. as usual, questions how you feel about crime in our society, and also where do you see the country in 10 years? Do the crime, and do you feel as though the church is doing enough? So that's the base of the conversation that we're having today.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. What I want to say is that I need to challenge the foundation. I need to challenge the pillars of our society.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to challenge it because I believe that we've moved away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a great deal of children and young people who've rejected this idea
mm-hmm.
of even going to church at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm baffled by the... You know, one time ago, you couldn't stay home on Sunday.
I could.
And you could do that.
I have.
My mother would kill me.
I have. How long have you been in that?
I was an altar boy wearing a whole skirt.
You better stop. How long have you been in Nassau now?
I've been in Nassau for this year to make 11 years.
11 years. So prior to that time, I kind of was given expert witness testimony on air, on radio shows, concerning our departure from church amongst our young people. Because I've been in the school systems. I did a lot of outreach, did concerts, and then I taught in several schools too, coming in to have their music programs. And I started deliberately asking all classes, what church y'all go to? Do you go to church? And I was discovering 90%+ of these young people do not go to church.
Their mother don't go to church.
Do not even know their pastor's name. And so, you know what I mean? I started to announce that we are having our first generation of unchurched Bahamians.
That's it.
There's a departure that hardly anybody's talking about. That hardly anybody's talking about.
I feel as though we're getting to it from your perspective, because we're going to have this exact same conversation with senior politicians.
Yeah, you got
to
get deeper.
This is from a preacher's perspective.
Yes.
I got to be able to take it from a politician's perspective also, right?
Now,
because everyone has a responsibility to developing society.
Now, watch this. The politicians, when you talk about the foundation of this nation, when I talk about issues from a governmental or national standpoint, I've always talked about it as though the church and the government are a married couple. And so a lot of things that the church as a part of this couple relationship has to interject on is that the parts of it that deals with morality, of fairness, of justice, of making sure that when we go after capital gains, we make sure we do it in an equitable, just way that doesn't offend individuals and doesn't offend our spiritual foundation. This is very important. So there are some things that I will speak on purely from the fact that we have a moral obligation as the leadership of the nation, which is, if you read that constitution, it seems like a marriage is being made there between the political arm and the spiritual arm. And honestly, I have no problem with it. If you go back in generations, there was no fight. There was a partnership. Now, of course, selfish ideals got in there. There was some evil that happened for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But the pure intent is, like we like to say in the Bahamas, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a role for us to play. There is this whole notion of capital investment, of gains, of prison and reform and dealing with justice. However, there still is a moral obligation that the church must carry out.
It's heavy. Let me read this text before we get out of here to this commercial break. It says that the church is worrying about touch your neighbor. The church is worried about touch your neighbor. Claim it. Yeah. Sow your seed. Get the worldly things and not old school repentance.
Yeah.
Street meetings was the thing going door to door. Feed the needy. And what Christ did, tell Ambassador, keep up the good work.
To God be the glory.
This is boy 92 C.H. Reeves.
What? All right, Rebels.
92 C.H. Reeves.
That's what I'm talking about.
But we can get to that. And I want to give you the opportunity when we get back to talk about that particular perspective and where the church can be and what the church responsibility is in terms of moving forward in this year of our Jubilee. I have a couple more texts to be able to do that, guys. If you want to be a part of that, please send your text 424-7-9-6. Is this still too deep for you? Oh, great. You can learn to swim today. Praise God. I invite you. 422-4796 or hit me up 325-4316. That's 325-4316. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back at the foundation after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Howard Grant on the Foundation right here, Guardian Radio 96.9. Happy to be in your company. Hope you're enjoying this conversation. I'm sitting with my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rowe from Kingdom Disciples Discipleship Center, and really being able to talk to us about where we are and where we're moving. Now, we've taken a great deal of kind of twists and turns in the conversation about where we are. Where we were as a nation, and you know, found our way to our current position. And so, whilst we've identified and recognized our past, and we can all be nostalgic and remember how our Grammy and you know our great grandparents would have treated our approach to what we should do from a faith perspective, or from a church perspective. I don't know if it was just faith. They know that they was doing this. They got to do this, right? But we learned that to be faith and spirituality. Mm-hmm. So whilst we would have seen those things, something happened over the years. As we progressed on that forward, upward, onward together, as we progressed on to march on Bahama land, we've left some things behind.
Right.
And for the most part, the morality that existed, the unity, the community that existed, has been the things that have been departed and rejected on this path, and people are only left with themselves. Mm-hmm. They're left with self. So while they're consumed with trying to be able to develop self, we're looking around, and the community is deprived. And so I want to ask you today, in these last few minutes that we have, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, 325-4316 or 422-4796. The last thing that I want to ask you before we go to this telephone call is, where do you see the church and their responsibility for this forward movement in this juncture, at this inflection, at this point, right now? Mm-hmm. When I say the church, I mean the body that exists, not only just solely to this nation, but the body. Where do you see the church as it relates to what needs to happen for us moving forward in this nation?
Okay. All right. So you pulled me entirely into my church cap now.
Let's go.
So I think you, Howard Grant, are jump-starting the church today.
Me?
Yes, sir. Even with the pronouncement of the name of this show, The Foundation. And this is exactly what the church needs to do in this hour. It needs to get back to its foundation. Wow. We have veered off into all sorts of paths. Like you're saying, we're now the touching neighbor place, the spin around three times place, this your season for this is season for that. And somewhere in the mix there, the reason why we are who we are has gotten lost. the fact of the matter is there is a prototype that we're supposed to be following. And his name, in English we say Jesus, in Hebrew they call him Yeshua. The example that he set, we're not just supposed to receive him and repent of our sins, we're supposed to follow his example in the earth. And he was something else. He impacted systems. He impacted governmental decisions. He impacted the life of the poor. He impacted the life of the sick. He impacted the life of the wealthy. He was influential. He was impactful. And he had character while doing it. Scripture would say that he would sit down with prostitutes and wine bibbers. And some people will quote that for a justification to do wrong. No, read the next verse. The next verse says, when he got up, many of them left with him. So he was on assignment sitting with them. He didn't condemn them. He befriended them, and he won them over because of the kind of character that he had, which was holiness. So the church has to get back to its original foundation, and it's found in Matthew 5, part of it. We're called to be salt. We're called to be light. When a representation of the church walks into a room, that atmosphere is supposed to change for the better.
Yeah.
Not for the worse.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be about condemnation and pulling down people and just embarrassing people or calling out their sin or acting better than? No. You're supposed to bring upliftment and betterment. When you go in a job, because you're talking about the body. Here's the body. When you go in the job, your work ethic is supposed to cause people to say there's something different about you. Not your tongues, not your genuflecting, not your rosary. Your work ethic is supposed to say that there's something different about me, and there's something different about my work. I see things that people don't see. I am more creative, not because I'm better than, but because I'm serving a higher power, and I'm inspired by something that's higher. So I work at a different level. I commit at a different level. So if the body would be what we're supposed to be, which is salt, which preserves, light gives direction. If we begin to embrace that, and this is the application factor, if we begin to apply the principles, what's happening in the world today? The people you see wealthy, the people you see dominating in many areas, even the gifted celebrities, many of them are applying Christian principles to their success. And this is why they're successful.
Sam, Bankman-Fried, applied the principles.
Bring me back. We could do a whole show on Sam. But actually, we already did. We need to put it out there more, what we did during CANAS, the Nationalist Forum.
Yes.
We talked about that, and it was incredible. Good. But we have people out there who are applying the principles, and they're getting rich, wealthy. I always talk about Michael Jackson when I go into the schools. I said, Michael Jackson used to throw away money. He was, in the last years, he seemed to be very reckless in what he was doing, but he always had money coming back to him. But people didn't know that he was the world's biggest donor to charities. That's a principle of the Bible. Give, and it shall be given back unto you. Now, here's what happens when the believer only goes to church to go to mass or to shout or to speak in tongues, and they don't apply the principles to their lives. What happens is the people who do, they get the success, but they don't give God glory. The difference is we're supposed to apply the principles and be sure
acknowledge.
And give God the glory for it.
Let me read this text before we get out of here. It says, the church has a harder fight in the improvised nations. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The church has a harder fight in the impoverished nations as hope doesn't pay bills. Our medical bills or school fees, private Christian schools backed by churches put kids out of school because of a lack of payment. Number houses make money. Churches lose money. Mm-hmm. So the church should be teaching carpentry? Mm-hmm. That's a question mark, right? If one got to live like Christ. Wow, this is heavy what they're saying. You see, there's a way that people look at these things, and they just need to know whether or not this makes sense in this area.
Can I speak to that in a quick second?
2 seconds.
So I don't know if the church is called to teach carpentry. I believe the church ought to impact carpenters who are kingdom for them to impact and teach it to others. Even if they give it to some young men in the community. You understand? I mean, it's still by extension the church, but the church has the gifts in there, and if they have the character of Christ, they will go in their community and impact it for the embedment of the community.
This is great show as usual, Howard. I tell you, you could go to Cheetah's Lounge, you could change the people, and my wife would change me. The structure of my face and the amount of blood that's in my body. You need to stop. Let's take a telephone call. Call you on the line. Is live.
Try again.
Hi.
If you need help.
Oh, you didn't call. Okay. No problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, I thought that this was a very important conversation to have in the last few minutes before we get out of here. I wanted to say this to you. Please, just go with me. I know that this may be uncomfortable based upon what has become our day-to-day movement in life, the kind of idea of being able to talk about the science of the matter. I believe that it's important, and we will definitely have those conversations. It's my second show. But understand that I feel the necessity to get to the foundation. And the country that I remember was a country that is wrapped up in the preamble that we talked about, that gave me, that has a very clear understanding of the supremacy of God, but gave each and every one of us free will to make our own decisions. So I just want to be able to remember and help you remind you of some of the hopes and dreams that you had when we were young. As we move into this year of Jubilee, mm-hmm. as we move into this time, I just want to be a little bit more reflective to find out if we're doing the right thing. And so the first conversation, every one of my shows, I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Every space that I've gone to over the past 4 years, 5 years, the first conversation has always been a conversation about faith, about purpose, about alignment, and about this trajectory, like you said, to where we go in the future.
Right, right.
This wasn't an easy, casual approach.
Right, right, right.
I put this concept of the foundation out there.
Yes, sir.
I slept on this.
Yes, sir.
And I started to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And what was deeper is that after every revolution, it comes a time to be able to rebuild.
Yes, sir.
I had to pay homage to my guy, man.
Yes, sir.
Juan is my boy.
That's good.
Life.
That's good.
I had to pay homage to
him. Yes, sir. Yeah, and he did an awesome job, too.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And after the revolution is done, what do we do now?
Yeah. So I think in homage to Vaughan as well, I think his assignment was to cause the nation to think critically and to challenge systems.
Absolutely.
Which he did very diplomatically, but at the same time, very strongly.
Absolutely.
And here it is now, like you're carrying the baton. You're here now to say, okay, now let's take some introspection. Let's look at the foundation and make sure that we are based upon the right thing. And as we about, because this is supposed to be, again, a celebration year. So I think we got to do a show and talk about as well the things that we are doing right. And let's try to list them off. Y'all do that for homework. So when he comes with the show, you can contribute. But we have to be bold enough to address those things that we are doing wrong that doesn't take us to where we want to be 50 years from now. Come on, it's time to start thinking about the destiny of your children's children.
What
are we leaving for them? Well, my church is called Kingdom Discipleship Center. We're in the Honda Plaza on Rosetta Street and East Avenue. That's east of Robert's Furniture. If you know where Robert's Furniture is, that's where we're right next door, just driving east in the yellow and white plaza. We're glad to have you come by. Wednesdays. Well, I miss prayer today. I'm going to pray after I finish the show. We pray Wednesdays from 1 at 1 o'clock and 6:30, and then 7:30 is Bible study. Sunday at 10 o'clock, we have our celebration service.
I thank you so very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for tuning in, for listening in, for participating. Even if you didn't call in, I'm hoping that we kind of stirred something in your spirit so we can have to start this conversation about national growth and development from where we are. We've done this, but here in the year of Jubilee, let's start to build and make some things happen. I'm Howard Grant. This is The Foundation right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Sticking safe for Z Live with Chivago Lang right after this.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.